Texte numéro 48. Guns take pride of place in US family values. Shirley Katz is not afraid to fight for her rights. Last week, the schoolteacher, 44, went to court in her hometown in Oregon to protest at her working conditions. Specifically, she's outraged she cannot carry a handgun into class. "I know it is my right to carry that gun," she said. Katz was in court in the week that someone else took a gun to school in America. This time it was a pupil in Cleveland, Ohio. Asa Kuhn, 14, walked the corridors of his school, a gun in each hand, shooting two teachers and two students. Then he killed himself. Kuhn's attempted massacre made headlines. Guns and the violence their possessors inflict have never been more prevalent in America. Gun crime has risen steeply over the past 3 years. An average of almost 8 people aged under 19 are shot dead in America every day. In 2005, there were more than 14,000 gun murders in the US, with 400 of the victims children. There are 16,000 suicides by firearm and 650 fatal accidents in an average year. Since the killing of John F. Kennedy in 1963, more Americans have died by American gunfire than perished on foreign battlefields in the whole of the 20th century. Studies show that having a gun at home makes it 6 times more likely that an abused woman will be murdered. A gun in a US home is 22 times more likely to be used in an accidental shooting, a murder, or a suicide than in self-defense against an attack. Yet, despite those figures, US gun culture is not retreating. At the cutting edge of weapon culture remains the gun lobby and its most vocal advocate, the NRA, which has transformed into the most effective lobbying group in Washington, D.C. It has scores of lobbyists, millions of dollars in funds, and more than 3 million members. It is highly organized, and its membership is highly motivated. They can have a huge influence on politics. But the key question is not about the number of guns in America. It is about why people are armed. The gun lobby's main argument is that guns protect their owners. They deter criminals and attackers whom, the gun lobby points out helpfully, are often armed themselves. But others say that this argument is a shield. Using guns as a way of deflecting hard arguments about how crime is caused by economics, poverty, and racism. It is a powerful argument. Critics of America's gun culture often point to other nations with high levels of gun ownership, such as Canada and Switzerland, but much lower levels of violent crime. Guns seem neither to be totally the problem and certainly not the solution. Adapted from The Observer, October 2007.